Happy Easter. Christ has risen. The Easter joy is filling our church today. We find it in hymns and music, our beautiful lilies, the bright liturgical color. We have our baptism. Our Easter candle is lit. It is indeed a joyful day. We are standing by the empty tomb. Can we feel the joy? And I wonder, did the women feel the joy? Luke is telling us that they were terrified when they saw the empty tomb, and they bowed their faces to the ground. We can't actually read that they were filled with great joy. It has changed rather quickly, as life sometimes does. It was only the other day when it was Good Friday and darkness was so present. And for some of us, that might also have been a reminder about what can be heavy and painful in our own hearts. And life sure can hurt, even when it's Easter morning. And as we see in the news, our world is constantly filled with Good Fridays and Easter days at the same time. And I think we need to give it time. It is hard going directly from sadness to great joy. But in church, it is a joyous day. And throughout history, church has tried to capture the Easter joy in different ways. One tradition is the so-called Easter laughter, Risus Paschalis. Maybe you heard about it before, maybe not. You can find different sources about its history saying slightly different things about when it came to be. But according to some sources, the Easter laughter existed already amongst the early Christians. Then it disappeared and came back again in the 16th century. And later it could actually be found both in the Catholic, Protestant, and Orthodox churches. And the Easter laughter worked like this. The priest was supposed to tell a joke on Easter Day, making the entire congregation laugh. Or you could deliberately let something go slightly wrong in the liturgy. In this way, you showed with laughter that Lent was over, Christ has risen. It also meant laughing at the devil and evil powers. Sometimes it continued even after the service with practical jokes between the priest and congregation.